WPKN and the Bijou Theater as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with a live multi-piece salsa and Afro-Cuban band in downtown Bridgeport. On Friday, October 11th, the band Vinny and Ray will perform Afro-Cuban, salsa, samba, and more. They have performed with Tito Puente and Ray Barreto, and in 2006 won an achievement award along with Eddie Palmieri and Jose Feliciano. Get ready for a great time. It's one night only. Tickets are $10 and are available at BijouTheaterCT.com. Tickets are $10, and believe me, it will sell out. That's Friday night, October 11th. Doors open at 7 and the show at 8 p.m.
WPKN in Bridgeport, 89.5 FM, independent community radio, broadcasting from the campus of the University of Bridgeport. You're tuned to WPKN in Bridgeport, 89.5 FM, serving Fairfield, New Haven, and the Litchfield counties in Connecticut and Suffolk County in New York's Long Island. We stream around the world at WPKN.org. Tune in Radio, Radio Free America, and WPKN's free app, WPKN Live. Information on WPKN podcasts at WPKN.org. Dialogue is very important for the continuation and maintenance of a democracy. One should be tolerant of all views different to yours. It is much better to use words to settle differences than with weapons. You see, weapons destroy human beings. When all these differing views are put together, a consensus should be found to move the nation forward together for one common cause. At the end of an argument, we may disagree but not become disagreeable. The show is What's Your Point? Right here on WPKN in Bridgeport, 89.5 FM and www.wpkn.org. I am your host, Garnet Anker. Sat in the air chair while I was away. It's good to be back. Thanks again, gentlemen. The show is What's Your Point? with yours truly, Garnet Anchor. And this morning, I'll open the phone lines for you to call in and voice your opinion on issues of the day. The telephone number to get in touch, 203-336-9756. That's 203-336-9756 is the number to call in. And I'll start off with my quotes for today. And a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. When the loyal opposition dies, I think the soul of America dies with it. Edward Roscoe Morrow, outstanding 20th century American broadcaster. And in a democracy, it's not an issue if you agree with your opponent, and your opponent is not your enemy, whether it's politics or anything. One should be able, in a democracy, not in a totalitarian government or system, we're talking in a democracy, you should be free to agree or to disagree and not become a disagreeable. I should add that the views expressed here on What's Your Point by me are mine and not those of WPKN Radio. Yes, must be able to agree, to disagree, and not become disagreeable in a democracy. But if we are in some other type of system, you know, you can be killed for your views, whether political or otherwise. But this, as I know it up to today, is still a democracy. And some information here about the fascist threat and effective resistance in the era of President 45. Public forum with Jason Stanley, Yale professor of philosophy, author of How Fascism Works. I keep stumbling on this word. How Fascism Works. Christopher Viles, director of American Studies at University of Connecticut, author of Haunted by Hitler, Liberals, the Left, and the Fight Against Fascism in the United States, Saturday, October 19, 2019, between 12:30 and 3:30 p.m. at the Parish House of the United Church on the Green, New Haven. For more information, please contact or call 203-268-8446. Okay, we are in a situation in the United States where the United States president is in a bind right now, as there's what they call an impeachment inquiry into his actions some time ago. You may have heard in the news. But we should remind ourselves what is an impeachment, because we sometimes have misconceptions about an impeachment. And it's clear that it's important that we remind ourselves what is an impeachment. Impeachment is the process by which a legislative body levels charges against a government official. Once an individual is impeached, he or she must then face the possibility of conviction by a legislative vote, which judgment entails removal from office. An impeachment is comparable to a non-government person being charged with a crime or misconduct. When an announcement is made that a government official is impeached, at that point, he or she is not guilty of any offense. The United States Congress is charged with impeaching government officials. It starts in the United States House of Representatives, where an impeachment inquiry or a straight impeachment takes place. The impeachment inquiry serves to inquire whether articles of impeachment should be taken out against the government official. It takes a simple majority of 218 votes in the United States House of Representatives to impeach the government official. If the official is impeached in the House, it then goes to the United States Senate for trial, presided by the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. A two-thirds supermajority, or 67 votes, yes votes, are needed to remove the government official from office. So at least 67 votes are needed in the Senate. It could be more, but at least 67 are needed in terms of removal from office. Okay, this past week was a very historic one in the history of the United States, when formal impeachment inquiry against the 45th President of the United States commenced in the United States House of Representatives. The President tried to get the government of Ukraine to investigate a political opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his son Hunter. The President, in a phone conversation with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, allegedly tried to bribe Zelensky to investigate the Bidens by allegedly withholding monetary aid to that nation. 45 was caught on tape saying the person who divulged his conversation to the whistleblower was, quote, close to a spy, end quote, and that in the old days, spies were dealt with differently. His pronouncement was tantamount to a threat to the person who informed the whistleblower. And I wondered, when I heard that pronouncement, whether it was coming from the President of the United States or from a mob boss, because only mob bosses speak like that. The President of a country, the President of a democratic country, does not speak like that. And generally, I do not pay much attention to what 45 says. I pay more attention to what he does, because I think that's important, because he'll say X right now, and in the next 3 minutes, he says Y. And in the next 10 minutes, he'll say A. So he's a pathological liar. So we can't believe anything he says. We just have to watch what he does. And it's time the country realizes that. This is not about hate. This is about the soul of this nation. This is about, every time you talk about what this person in the White House is doing, people talk about, oh, you hate the man. No, it's not hatred. This isn't about hatred. This is about protecting the soul of this nation. This man is the fourth president to be impeached. Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and Richard Nixon were the others. Richard Nixon resigned before the House could charge him. So this is the fourth time. And to this morning, he's running up his mouth and tweeting, an innocent man does not behave in this way. He should take a leaf out of Bill Clinton's book. If you're innocent of charges, you just go along, do your work as president. Ignore what the outside people are saying. Just focus like a laser beam on your job as president. I'm trying to figure out who are the people advising him. Or he's out of control. They can't say anything to him. You know, so the correct thing for the president to be doing is to control, is to run the nation. And ignore what the Congress is doing at this time. If you're innocent, you have nothing to worry about. And so that is what he should be doing now. And, you know, they're asking for information from the White House. And if you're innocent of charges, why are you not forwarding those information so the Congress can verify what you are saying and what you're doing? So the president behaves like a person that is guilty. All right. So the number to get in touch is 203-336-9756. Again, I repeat the number, 203-336-9756. And on this show, we agree to disagree and not become disagreeable. If you are a supporter of this person in the White House, you are welcome to call. If you are not a supporter, you're also welcome. And if you're on the fence looking on both sides or all sides, you're also welcome. All views are accepted here on this show. And we ask that you be decent in your views and not be rude, because we can agree to disagree and not become disagreeable. The telephone number to get in touch, 203-336-9756. Again, 203-336-9756. And it is important that we voice our opinions about issues of the day. It's not all the time I open a phone line for you, so I'm asking, when the opportunity comes around, you should take it up. All right. We have some cordial discussion. We don't have to agree on anything. All right. The Russia involvement in the United States 2016 presidential elections. And up to this day, you know, people should remember that any president in this country, this is not Russia, this is not China, this is not North Korea, this is not where we have totalitarian governments. We have a system where every 4 or 8 years, the president will have to go, right? So when the Republicans in the Congress sit back and watch what is going on, and just say nothing, what is it? What is going on? Why are they doing this? What will they say to the next generation? And what will the next generation think of them? Just take off your party affiliation. Take off your party hats now and just be objective and just listen to what I'm saying. When the next generation look around and say, 30 or 50 years ago, what were these people doing? They allow a man to rape the Constitution and rape the country and get away with it. Bill Clinton was impeached and nearly removed from office for much less than what's going on now. And it was correct for Bill Clinton to have been impeached because he lied under oath. And that's an offense. Can you imagine this man going before Mueller and lied? That is why he didn't go. Over a year, or about a year, they wanted him to go before the Mueller inquiry or the Mueller investigation and speak. And he didn't. He refused. If you have nothing to hide, why not go in and clear yourself? It is showing guilt on all sides. And people need to just dress back and look at it. And don't look. Take off your political lens for a moment and ask yourself, if a Democrat or an independent, anybody apart from Republicans, come into the office in the next election and become the president, and he or she is doing what this person is doing now, what moral authority would the Republicans have to say anything about what is going on now? So you see, they have to, if this person is allowed to continue without being removed from office, it will send a signal to future presidents, Republican or Democrat, that they can do anything and get away with it and nothing will happen to them. We have to take off our party hats now. In 1973-74, when President Nixon was about to be impeached, it was Republicans in the Senate who said, "What? I voted for this man. He helped me in my campaign. I became senator. I became house member. He helped me, but we cannot stand for this. I have to vote to remove him." Where is the John Dean in the Republican Party to go down to the White House immediately to tell this man that there's a cancer on the presidency and he should resign before the long drawn out impeachment takes place? There should be somebody to do that. There should be someone to do that. And people keep talking about hatred. It's not about hatred. It's about fighting for the soul of this nation. This person should not be allowed to do what he's doing and get away with it. It will set an extremely bad precedent from which we will not recover as a nation. This is serious business. You have no moral authority to tell the Democrats or any other president who's not a Republican that he's breaking the law or is doing this when you allow this to happen under your watch. And the Democrats are a bit weak as well, because this inquiry should have started at least a year ago. Can you imagine the president of the United States have foreign leaders from Russia in the White House with no American journalists in there and talking about how he got rid of Jim Comey about the Russia thing? That is obstruction of justice on the face. Or what judge, attorneys at law would say, prima facie case. That is obstruction of that is an obstruction. The Mueller report, his henchmen in the attorney general, the new one, he came out with a bag of lies. Up to now, the nation has not seen the full report of the Mueller report, because Mueller said that he would not say this man is not guilty of an offense. He left it to Congress because it's a political thing. Right? So we need to realize what's going on in this country and take a step. And there should be someone in the Democratic Party who is good enough to go down and encourage this man to resign before he's impeached. And yes, you're saying, okay, you have the Senate is controlled by Republicans and it needs 67 at least to remove him from office. But we going to see what's going to happen. It can be easily done. And the thing about what people may not understand is that if this person, 45, is removed from office, the vice president takes over. It's still going to be a Republican in the White House. It's not the Democrats that's going to take over. It still will be a Republican. So what are you going to do? You're going to give away your soul for this person who's doing nothing for you? If you're on his side today and tomorrow you start talking the truth against him, he's no longer your friend. So you need to realize that this man has no core. He has nothing about him. He's a misogynistic racist. It's even sad to say this person is president of the United States. We talk about the emolument clause. What is he doing? We talk about what happened the other day when the vice president had to go to Europe, to Great Britain, and stayed at one of his hotels. And he had to drive over 100 miles to go to the conference he was attending. So what is that all about? Filling his pocket with money. That is not what a president should be doing. And I'm just going to read from my copy of the United States Constitution. Article 2, Section 1. Subsection 6. Article 2, Section 1, Subsection 6. It says here, and this is the Constitution, what the Republicans keep talking about, oh, we go by the Constitution when it suits them. Okay. Reading from the United States Constitution, the president shall, at stated times, receive for his services a compensation which shall neither be increased or diminished during the period for which he shall have been elected, and he shall not receive within that period any other emolument from the United States or any of them. And he has this hotel in Washington, D.C., and it is owned by, he's paying money to the government. So that's right, there's a conflict. What is going on there? That is a conflict right there. It should not be going on. Right? So there are problems left, right, and center. So these are some of the things we're talking about. The firing of James Comey, as we spoke of earlier on. Why was James Comey fired? Because he was asked to go easy on one of his person in the White House. Right? Michael Flynn. That's the name of the guy. The former soldier. Right? So pressure was mounted. Yes, the president can fire anybody for any reason and without cause. It is different in a situation like this where this person is investigating you and your government. Not necessarily your government, you before you became president, and then you fire him. That is, on the face of it, obstruction of justice, wouldn't you say? We have to be able to stand up and call a spade, and not be afraid, because later on, the time is going to come when the other person doing this is the opposition. And what are you going to say? What can you say then? We've got to put a stop to it now. This person's gotten away with too many wrongdoing. We have an alleged criminal in the White House. The 45th president is an alleged criminal. What about his former attorney at law, Michael Cohen? He partly went to jail or is serving a prison term now because of what he did with, what do you call him? What did they, so can somebody call me up and tell me, remind me what they call him? What did they say? Person one? I just can't recall right now. But if he was not, many legal scholars said if he was not president, he would be behind bars today. So why is the Republicans sitting back and doing nothing and saying nothing? Lindsey Graham. Can you go back and look what Lindsey Graham said as a person in Congress when Bill Clinton was being impeached? He was happy to impeach Clinton. For what? For lying to the grand jury. And Bill Clinton, and that was mainly Bill Clinton's sin. And this guy has committed so many crimes or alleged crimes, too numerous to mention here. All right, the telephone number to get in touch, 203-336-9756, and you may call and voice your opinion, and we can disagree. We don't have to agree on anything. We can agree to disagree and not become disagreeable. And I would like if you could call in before it is time to get off the air, because I know sometimes people generally wait. Oh, I'm waiting to see somebody to call first. But you can call now. The line is open. It's 203-336-9756 is the number to get in touch right here, right now. And it was Justice Louis Brandeis who said, sunlight is the best disinfectant. All right, so if one has nothing to hide, why not just give the authorities what they're asking for? Your tax returns, what are you hiding? For the longest while, they are being audited. And you know, and we know that that's not true. Show us, show the nation information that your tax returns are being audited. Is it that you're not as rich as you say you are? Or maybe there's something bad about it that you'd have to resign immediately? Here, and the thing about it, President Obama and other presidents released their tax returns even under audit. So your argument there doesn't pass muster. You have told thousands of lies since you became president, and you expect people to believe. You know, this country's just going to the dogs. You know, I was in Middletown, Connecticut, some time ago, recently, and I saw a picture, stood up there and saw a picture of the Union, and there's a toilet below it, and the map of the United States cracked, and bits and pieces of it fell in a toilet bowl, and it says atop, the State of the Union. And I said, this sums up what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. And if you think that it doesn't impact you, you wait and see what's going on. You just watch it. You should be interested in what's going on. And don't wait until it gets directly to your doorstep if it has not affected you yet. We have to speak out against injustice anywhere we see it. Because how can we be for justice and freedom overseas while we trample it here in this country? This president, if anyone says anything about him that he doesn't like, he disparages them. Just about people from all walks of life. We look at the former attorney general. You know, what a whole nothing for. I don't believe in a lot of things that maybe nothing that Attorney General Jeff Sessions was doing, because he was rolling back people's rights and doing a lot. As a matter of fact, he spoke from the border about closing the border and putting people in detention when people were not listening and watching what was going on. He said it. And before it happened. So when it happened, why were people so surprised? Gosh, I'm not sure why. He was doing everything that 45 wanted him to do. Just about everything. But on recusing himself. And I'm not sure that can happen. He was a part of the campaign. He was the first Congress person. First person in the Congress to have gone out and supported this man while he was running for president. And he made him attorney general. And the only sin was that he recused himself, and rightly so. And he kept talking about he want his cone. I just forget the name of the first name of the person. He want this. The attorney general is not the personal attorney of the president of the United States. The attorneys that are in the White House, they are attorney not necessarily for the president, but for the office. They're not his personal attorneys at law. And he should realize that. Attorney General is not the president's personal lawyer. But this current one behaves that way. Because he lied to the public. And I was talking to someone when it came out. And he said, oh, the Mueller report. I said, listen, I don't trust these guys. I want to see the full report before I believe anything about it. And so said, so done. Because I know that these people can do anything. Lie, commit crimes, just because they think that they can get away with it. And so said Sudan. So if this country really means anything, what should be done is impeachment and removal of office for this person in the White House. This is not personal. This is about what we are doing here. And if we believe in the rule of law, That is what should happen. All right, I'm going to read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. And it says here, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for the conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 2, Section 4 about removal from office. The telephone number to get in touch, 203-336-9756. And another, I heard people talking of that this person in the White House, number 45, committed treason. But let us listen what treason is according to the Constitution of the United States. You see, some people just cling on to things when it's convenient for them to do so. But when it's not convenient, they shun it. They talk about the Constitution as they go by the Constitution and this and that. But as soon as the Constitution says something that they don't like, they run away from it. Okay, Article 3, Section 3, Subsection 1 on treason. It says here, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt action or on confession in open court. See? Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. You know, I'm going to leave the legal minds to interpret this. But on the face of it, you recall when 45 was with Putin and he stood there and said that he did not believe he meddled in the election. We're not talking about some friend or somebody in the United States meddled in the election. We're talking about a foreign power who is an enemy. Russia is not a friend of the United States. It's an enemy. Right throughout during the time of the Soviet Union. Right? So if you stand there, you stood there and say, I don't believe Putin did this, and the Republicans sat back and said nothing, it is clear that they meddled in the election and they supported this guy and caused him to win. That's what the report said. Right? And now he's looking for Ukraine to do that. And the intelligence community is saying that Russia continues to this day to meddle in America's elections. And what is going to happen later on? What is going to happen later on during the next presidential elections? Whether or not this 45 is running. So it is crucial here. Article 3, Section 3, Subsection 1. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. Right? So this person in the White House behaves as if he is above the law. Nobody in this country is above the law. So this is what we are up against. And the people who have the power are behaving, genuflecting to this person who is doing nothing as president to unite this country and to move the nation forward as one nation. He's dividing the people with his racist rhetoric over and over again. Okay, how can you anybody out there supports somebody who is racist? What does it say about you if you support a racist? As far as I know, racism is illegal in this country. How can you say you're going to vote for somebody who is a racist? Okay, I know that racists are voting for him. But if you are not a racist, what argument do you have to support this racist who is destroying this country? What can you tell me? Before you start labeling me, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not affiliated to any political party. I'm just looking and I'm seeing what is going on, and I'm seeing that this person is destroying the nation. And it's our duty to do that. As Edward Morrow said, we must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. When the loyal opposition dies, I think the soul of America dies with it. You are a coward if you see wrongs are taking place and you say nothing. You're just like the person or persons perpetrating the wrong. You cannot or you should not sit back and allow it to happen. The telephone number to get in touch right here on What's Your Point with yours truly, Garnet Ankle. It's 203-336-9756. We have another 14 or so minutes to go before we say so long. So I ask that you call and voice your opinion. And you don't necessarily have to agree with anything I say. You can knock down everything I say. But with your opinions, you need to come with facts. Your opinion has to be surrounded by facts. You can't come and just say anything, or else you'll be challenged. All right, so, but don't be afraid to come and voice your opinion, even if you disagree with everything I'm saying. All right, so the number to get in touch, 203-336-9756, right here on What's Your Point on WPKN, aired fortnightly between 9 and 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And before that, solidarity with yours truly between 7 and 9 a.m. Eastern Time. All right, let's look at another article in the United States Constitution, something that I spoke of earlier, but I'm just going to read to reiterate what I said. It's Article 25, Section 1. It says, in case of the removal of the president from office or his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. So that's what it says. So people are saying, oh, they're fighting against this man and this and that, and he's doing this, and the next person who become president is a vice president. And the last time I looked, he is a Republican. So why do you sacrifice your credibility allowing this racist to continue to wreak havoc on the nation when you could go down and become the next John Dean and ask him to go? Tell him there's a cancer on his presidency. Become the next John Dean and tell him there's a cancer on his presidency, and it would be better if he leaves before the Congress impeach and convict him of high crimes and misdemeanor. So people need to understand what's happening, and it's important that we say these things. You know, some people think that, you know, if this man is removed, a Democrat will take over. No, it doesn't work like that. Article 25, Section 1 says, in case of the removal of the president from office, his or her death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. And Section 2 of Article 25 says, wherever there is a vacancy in the office of vice president, the president shall nominate a vice president, who shall take the office upon confirmation by a majority vote on both houses of Congress. So in a situation like that, if the vice president becomes president, the vice president chooses the vice president who becomes president then chooses a vice president then the Congress will decide on that. So it should be a confirmation, upon confirmation by a majority vote in both houses of Congress. So there's a simple majority it needs for that to take place. And I heard some news a couple of days that Fox, that television station that many says is the political arm of the Republican and of 45. And in all fairness, though, there are some good journalists over there who are speaking truth to power, and they should be commended. It's not all propaganda on that station. There are a few people who are speaking truth to power, and we should realize that. You know, so a former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, remember him? The spineless Paul Ryan, who is now a member of the board of Fox, and he's saying that it seems as if they think that 45 may have to resign, or maybe he may be impeached, because right now 43% of the country is saying that they don't want impeachment, and another 43 is saying they want impeachment. And 43%, it's up from, it was below that, 7 points below that some weeks ago. But it's evenly split these days because the people don't know what's going on. People are working. Some people are working 2 and 3 jobs. They don't have the time to watch and take a part in what's going on. So people are more busy than they were in 1973-74 or in the 1990s during Clinton time, the Clinton impeachment. So people are not paying attention because they're too busy trying to get the bread and butter. So Paul Ryan is saying that, a member of the board of directors at Fox, saying that the Fox TV should reposition itself to move past this presidency. So they're fearing that he may either resign or be removed from office. So the better thing for him to do, in my opinion, is to resign and not divide the country more by going through an impeachment proceeding. But something will have to happen. And it's long past the time that Congress, the Republic, the House of Representatives, start this inquiry to investigate what happened. And the more 45 doesn't comply with information that they need, the more it's going to show that he's hiding something. And it's going to come down as an article of impeachment, because obstruction is going to be, I suppose, an impeachable offense. Because if they're trying to investigate and you're obstructing and not giving the information that they have, that they are the House of Representatives is charged with impeaching the president. And if he's stonewalling and not giving information, then that may become an impeachable offense as well. Because you're blocking the information they're looking for to ascertain whether or not should go on with a full-blown impeachment. So that's another thing. And somebody, for heaven's sake, somebody in the president's office should take away his Twitter phone from him, because he's making matters worse by saying stuff on a daily basis. He has a country to run, so why not leave the Twitterverse, Top Watching TV, and focus on running the nation. That is what you're there for. Not to tweet out stupid tweets every day. I think that the country and the press should stop paying attention to this man. Don't watch what he says. Watch what he does. That's what they need to do. You're listening to What's Your Point? Here on WPKN 89.5 FM. And the telephone number to get in touch, 203-336-9756. And WPKN in Bridgeport, 89.5 FM, independent community radio, broadcasting from the campus of the University of Bridgeport. Okay, so we still have a few minutes, five of them, for that matter. I know people like to wait until the last minute to call in. All right, the telephone number, let me give them slowly, or give it slowly. See, as I said, so done. Somebody's calling in. Okay, hello, good morning. What's your point? Hello? 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 Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, now I hear you.
I'm sorry. Please go ahead, sir.
I agree with most of what you say about the president. He's a criminal. He's awful. But there are at least two good reasons not to impeach him. One is that if he gets impeached, Pence takes over, and he's a lot worse. And the second one is that Trump is destroying the Republican Party, and that's good.
Well, what makes it good?
To destroy the Republican Party? Because they're all racists and the party anti-Semites.
The party of Lincoln, eh?
I guess.
Okay, thanks for your call. Keep listening.
You're welcome.
Okay. You're in touch with WPKN. The show is What's Your Point? With me, Garnet Anker. And the telephone number to get in touch, 203-336-9756. You know, we've been saying for the longest time that this man is a racist. There's no doubt that they're racist in the Democratic Party as well, but when I see them, I'll tell you about them. All right, so if you are going to say the first black president of this country is an imposter and he should show his birth certificate, the birther movement, what does it make you? And he did that before running for office. And the Republican Party, all of them, sat back and said nothing. Right? And then when they're called racist, they refuse to agree that they're racist. And, you know, I try to figure out, and maybe need to talk to sociologists and psychiatrists about this, that why are racists afraid to be called racist? And people should also remember, too, that in this country, the power is in the hands of whites. So black people cannot be racist. You have to have power in order to be racist as well. So a black person can hate or think that he's better or his race is better than white, but that does not make him racist. That makes him prejudiced. So we need to realize that. So there's a difference there. And it's not semantics. It's a matter of fact. Speak with history teachers and they'll tell you that. So why are they afraid to be called racist when they are really racist? They're not. This man in the White House is not working in the interests of this nation. He's working in the interests of his racist friends. And they sit back and say nothing. Right? For years, he was talking about seeing Obama's birth certificate. You know, I wouldn't show him anything. Obama showed him the birth certificate and he just dismissed it. He had people in Hawaii searching for Obama's birth certificate, and you'd be surprised what they would find and what they found. And up to now, that has not come to light. How can you have somebody like that as a president of your country and call him president? I don't. It hurts to even call him by name. He's such a despicable human being. People need to call a spade a spade. When the history is written about this part, this moment in time, what will it say about the Democrats and the Republicans? What will it say? It won't be kind on the Republicans, I can tell you that. Hypocrisy abound in the Republican Party, in the Congress. Hypocrisy abound. They don't care about justice. They don't. Thanks to the call and to the caller for calling in. This has been What's Your Point? With yours truly, Garnet Ankle. And catch me in a fortnight here at 9 o'clock Eastern Time for another edition of What's Your Point? And at 7 a.m. Eastern Time for Solidarity with yours truly. You have a good afternoon. Or should I say a good morning?
Support for WPCAN comes from Black Bear Americana Music Fest, presenting its second annual festival Columbus Day weekend, October 11th through the 13th, at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. 3 days of music, 4 days of camping, and over 35 bands, including Atlas Gray, Luster Kings, Matt Smith's World, and others. Americana music, food, crafts, dancing, workshops, campsite jams, and more. Information and tickets at blackbearmusicfest.com.
The late writer Kurt Vonnegut used to say that a plausible mission of artists was to make people appreciate being alive at least a little bit. He was then asked if he knew any artists who pulled that off. His reply, the Beatles did. Join WPKN on Wednesday and Thursday as we bring the Beatles to the radio for a two-day on-air fun drive. Sure to make you appreciate being alive and in hope that you will help keep WPKN alive. We'll be celebrating the anniversaries of the Abbey Road album and the White Album. We'll have some new and old PKN fall winter swag, including a new vintage black hoodie with the WPKN record logo on it. And courtesy of Color Blends Bulb Company, we will also be offering an amazing daffodil bulb package called Spring Loaded to be planted this fall, featuring 15 different daffodil varieties in a spectrum of colors and bloom times. We'll be taking your phone calls and also online at WPKN.org.
This is FC Buzz on WPKN Radio. A brief look at what's happening around Fairfield County.
This is David Green with this week's selection from FC Buzz Events, best guide to arts and culture in Fairfield County. Find it at culturalalliancefc.org. Sunday at 3 at Rowayton's Good Folk Coffee House. Maura and Pete Kennedy with our recent CD, Safe Until Tomorrow, that includes several anthemic rocking songs of social consciousness, conveying a strong message, best summed up in one of their titles, Be Silent No More. Originally from Austin, the Kennedys have been East Village-based for the last 20 years. Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Quick Center, Tabarnak, a rock music celebration of heaven and hell and everything in between by Cirque Alphonse, a young Canadian company blending the techniques of Nouveau Cirque with traditional Quebec folklore, making their U.S. debut. Sunday, 4 o'clock, Westport Country Playhouse presents A Conversation with Lynn Nottage, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Mlima's Tale, a theatrical fable about a magnificent Kenyan elephant hunted for his coveted ivory tusks. Opening on Tuesday. Reservations required. Sunday at 5 o'clock, the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels, the Choir of St. Paul's Church, Fairfield, accompanied by organ, brass quintet and timpani, in celebration of angels, sings anthems by Bairstow, Victoria, Elgar, Tchaikovsky, together with hymns, readings, and multimedia imagery. A reception follows. Through Sunday, at Norwalk's Music Theatre of Connecticut,